USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of bipartisan senators is asking National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on specifics of lethal aid provided to Ukraine. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand are leading the charge. This, as Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says, we should keep our eyes open about claims that are made as the Russia-Ukraine war goes on.
So we ought not be fooling, and nobody should be fooling ourselves, by the Kremlin's now recent claim that it will suddenly just reduce military attacks near Kyiv, or any reports that it's going to withdraw all its forces.
President Biden has signed a bill making lynching a federal hate crime.
No federal law expressly prohibited lynching until today.
The measure is named after Emmett Till, a black teenager who was brutally tortured and murdered in 1955. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Florida is leading a 20-state lawsuit against the White House to try to end a federal mask mandate for public transportation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says these policies have inconsistent logic.
If you have somebody sitting in the window seat and they're nibbling on peanuts for 2.5 hours, they can have their mask down. You have the person in the middle seat that is not eating. If they just wanted to read a magazine without the mask, then somehow that would be a big problem.
DeSantis adds that the mask mandate is contributing to the growing number of unruly passengers that have put pressure on transportation employees. Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth says there's still more to do to help Ukraine. Duckworth noting some American companies are still dealing with Russia and India is still getting oil from the country. She also said allies need to continue to send Ukraine military supplies. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Russia is clarifying when it will use a nuclear weapon.
As world leaders continue to explain what was meant in a statement or a speech, it's Russia's turn. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said in an interview with PBS Monday that Russia would only use nuclear weapons if there was a threat for existence to the country and not due to the war in Ukraine. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate is still considering a bill that would revoke Russia's permanent normal trade relations status in response to Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, remains hopeful it will get passed.
We're hoping to move forward with the negotiated Mike Crapo, Ron Wyden proposal to withdraw the favored nation status from the Russians. We're not there yet, but I think there's a widespread feeling we ought to do that.
The Federal Trade Commission is suing TurboTax owner Intuit for alleged deceptive marketing. A lawsuit and parallel administrative complaint filed Monday alleged that advertising the tax software as free is misleading, since most users are charged when they file their returns. The FTC asked the company to immediately halt its bogus advertising as Americans race to meet the April 18th filing deadline. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.